volume is a million times more than the Earth. I don't know the circumference. They say the sun is a million times bigger than the Earth. Volume.
Cleaning is very big job to maintain. Especially with exhibitions that
maintenance.
Yeah.
We can get a lot of people, village people, to come and live without paying for it and do the cleaning. But they won't be productive. I mean, they'll have to be supported by the temple. They'll just be cleaning all day.
It's a fact.
Supporting is no problem.
No. If we have
to everyone, we can give place and food. Mm. There's no problem.
If there's an escalator in the building, simply the proceeds from people going on that escalator will be a huge income. I'm certain thousands of people will come daily just to ride that escalator. Because even now, a few hundred or more, 500 to 1,000 people come every day just for darshan. So these will all pay a rupee, and if this building is there, that'll be 10 times the number of people. It'll be a gigantic income.
Hare Krishna. Ah. Balaj. Hare Krishna. Your mother Maharaj is sister? No.
Goshan.
Oh, good.
Those small little buildings all around, it will look very nice.
Mm.
And we're planning to build them. One story building.
We should have a mosaic floor or a colored cement floor. What standard that should be?
Mosaic.
Good standard.
You can get mosaic tiles.
It's no cheaper.
Oh.
We make the mosaic ourselves, we manufacture here.
Mm-hmm. So digging must begin today. The men are there for digging. Saurav, you gave one site plan immediately.
Yeah.
And ordered bricks, that's all. Cement and sand you have got. Preach this way. begin also building them. Like this.
That piece of land right here.
Huh?
When do you want to begin it?
Immediately.
I'm sorry, brother.
Nishinga there wanted to give him benediction, blessings, whatever you like. He refused that. He said that I am not a mercantile devotee, that I'll get some benefit from. But first blessing I want, that let me engage in the service of your servant, Narayana. Tapavritta seva. Because my spiritual master gave me blessing, therefore I see you. So my first business is to serve him. This is Vaishnava. So he refused direct service, but he wanted blessing that he may be engaged in the service of his spiritual. This is Vaishnava.
He was indebted to his guru.
Yes, certainly he must be. Certainly he must be. Because by the mercy, the guru takes the compassion that these are suffering in this material world. He goes door to door and tries to save him. And if one forgets guru and jumps over to serve Krishna, he is not a devotee.
Guru Druha.
He is not a devotee. Mad bhaktya, there is a verse. Krishna says that worship of my devotee is greater worship than to me. And Lord Shiva, he advises Parvati when she was questioning, oh, there is no stair from inside? You have to go like this?
No, ladder, there's a outside stair that has to be fixed yet. It's now just now finished in Krishna.
Outside?
Outside stairs.
How?
Metal stairs.
What to do? Within?
No, outside will be fixed.
How is that? Outside? How is it going to be fixed?
Where is it going to go from?
There are ladders up to these rooms and then stairs on an angle up to those rooms.
Ladder where?
On the wall. Huh?
Where is there a ladder going to be?
Going up. This way. I'm not exactly sure how the engineering works. But Jayakataka designed it.
That's been a mistake. There, circus should have been from this within this way. It's not done that. What is this nonsense? A ladder. Going to
One person is coming today.
One person?
That from Krishnanagar. He came yesterday and then
his rate is higher. Why should he engage him?
So the other is coming on Monday, so Tuesday. He's bringing his sample.
No, that's all right, but why should we pay him more? Krishnanagar. He wants that one, 2 rupees, 8 anas, 3. Why should I pay? Tell. If he pay 3 rupees, then they will also charge more.
Actually, he told me, he says our rates are very higher in Krishnanagar. Don't tell anybody that we are charging 3 rupees.
But we're not going to hire him.
No. We are not going to hire him.
No. You cannot pay.
It's almost double.
Everyone is trying to exploit it. They freely say, Vivek sir, that they'll charge 500 rupees per giga to others and they'll charge 4,000 rupees. This is going on. Don't allow them to paint unless the rate is settled.
We had one day guard on our front gate last week. He worked for 3 days. His monthly salary was 40 rupees plus his meals. So after he was here for 3 days, the rickshaw wallahs, they said, why are you working for them for so little money? They are so wealthy. And he left.
Who is supervising this department?
Tapamoya.
Where is Tapamoya?
Here.
Is Dagasan Kotsu Pichu? Malagra.
This is all our, for our sugar cane?
No. Actually, one hour. Another 2.85, sir.
Grand. So, is that pay? Medium price for all the.
I don't think the price will be more than 800 rupees.
Yeah. They will take statistics for 10 years and make an average.
Yeah.
That is the average. Scheme requires very huge land. So if we purchase in that way, they will go on charging more and more.
They have now made a new one formula called 20-point formula. And in that, one point is that any society, sanstha or individual, he can keep a land 12 acres.
Society also?
Anyone which gives the 2 crops and which give a 1 crop, they can keep it 30 acres. And before, more than that, the government will take over every, and they will distribute to all the poor and farmers.
Then?
They are doing in our Haryana and Punjab, they have taken all the land. And there are many big gurdwaras. They have a land, 100 acres, 50 acres, something like that. So they have given them a 16 and 30 acres, and they took over all the land.
So, without government award, it is the risk. I can take a...
In Chandigarh, she expressed her, this idea to all the chief ministers that this should be continued in every state in the sphere.
But who is working as farmer?
Pardon?
Who is working as farmer? The government is eager to give them land, but who is working? Nobody is working. They are going to the factory. Even whatever land is still available, they are not being worked out.
Well, in the villages there are many poor people who are landless, so they are cultivating, they are hiring the land and they are cultivating the land from...
No, some of them are cultivating, others are going to the city to be...
So now everybody will go, when the rich people will take their land, they have to go. They will say, oh, how we can live with the small land, so they will leave.
Now, why they should not try to be rich if the rich man exploits them, that he work in our land and take some salary. So why they'll work for this? They'll go to the factory. We'll get more salary. This way Indira Gandhi cannot solve the poverty problem. They must take to Krishnakar. Just as the soldiers there for 20 years so simply eating and sleeping. And they're not engaged in cultivating. Useless waste of time. And government has to maintain in big cantonment, big house, big nice food, nice. Why the soldiers are maintained? This is a waste of energy. They should have been engaged in tilling. Formally, the king should give them free land. You make your fortune. But on condition, when there is fight, you have to join. That was very easy. He possessed so much land, and he worked hard, and he got riches. Unless proprietorship turns sand into gold, unless there is proprietorship, it cannot be. So there were Kshatriyas, they are given land. You take land as much as you like and produce, but on condition that when there is war, you have to join.
In Europe, that was the system all.
Everywhere, that was the system. That is called, what is called?
Feudalism?
Feudalism, yes. What is this nonsense? Maintaining so many idle men without any profit. Very, very bad system. And nowadays, especially when there is atomic energy, what is the value of the soldiers?
Well, you need the soldiers to start.
Huh?
The soldiers, they start the war. One stands on one side, the other stands on the other side, and there's one shot, 10 shots, 10 shots, then mortars, then tanks, then atom bombs.
No, why this is? If you have improved scientifically, just 2-3 scientists keep flying and handy atom bomb. That's not what's that problem.
They have that also.
That, why also? That should be the only. It is waste of time. What kind of scientist there? If you have actually improved in science for killing others by atom bomb, so keep one atom bomb very carefully, fly in the sky, and as soon as you are, go and drop it. Finish.
Well, then the other, we'll just send some boats over, and all the men will get out while they're flying in the sky, and they'll just take over the country by manual soldiers.
No, as soon as atom bomb is, everything is finished. There will be no opportunity. That is their thinking. Who will drop the atom bomb first? He will be winner. That's all. In Russia, they are adopting this means. They are releasing all the soldiers for other men. What is the use of keeping so many men idle without any work and maintain them high salaries, occupy big cantonment camps?
In America, the army builds roads and bridges and things.
That's utilization. Why they should be paid for nothing?
Who has a few acres of land, they are selling to a party. They are getting a money. They knew that after 2-3 years, we will pose ourselves to the government that we are landless and the government will give us some money. We will get a money now and that we will also get a land.
I see.
Same way these people in Madras, the poor people living on the streets, so the government gives them the house, and then they take the house and rent it and live
in
back.
Bombay also they do that.
Still got a good chance.
Yeah.
When we were looking at land in Kurukshetra, so then I found this. The people, they are ready to sell it immediately to get money. Mm. And then they will push to the government that we are landless. So the government will give them land again. Free.
And then the land which we purchase now, that we will take now.
Yeah, that the government.
And given back to them.
Yeah. Simply cheating, that's all. Brahm Pramad Vipralipsa. Everyone is trying to cheat other, and that is the criterion of intelligence. How I can cheat you, how you can cheat me. That is the nature of the conditioned soul. Are coming today.
He says he will bring 20-30 persons today.
Hmm. So they'll follow the instruction. They have made that plan.
Yes. Yes, we will.
He says if he will he will get the supply. Immediately then he can finish. Even before that.
Giving supply?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, we will get that, everything will be all right.
He may say.
Huh?
He may say.
No. He give supply and see they are working. That's all. No, I don't think it's impossible. It can be done.
There's some people, they just leave it here.
They take gobar from here?
No.
Then why they're working here?
This is not our area.
They collect along the road.
But whenever I come, I see new balti, new lota, and the old stone. That is, every time I come, I see a new set. Here also. Who is looking after? Everything is open. No control.
This morning, Jai Pitaka Maharaj was talking to me, and on the boat program they're having, they want to show that Bengali movie, Hare Krishna people. They have no projector, so he wanted to know
whether the money that I wanted to give him could be used for purchasing a projector rather than for the land purchase.
Yes, projector is necessary.
Projector would be big preaching. Mm. So our money comes from for preaching program. Mm. There's already a fund for land purchase, whereas there's no such fund for something like this.
The
cost, they say, the cost of a 16mm projector with sound is about 10,000 rupees new. I have a projector in America, but I don't know. I'm gonna bring it anyway. But it's not at all new.
Hmm?
It's not at all new. I'm not even sure.
Oh, I knew all this. Useful?
Frankly, I don't know if the projector. This projector was donated by someone and we have no purpose for it. That's why I don't know about its condition. I keep it in the bus.
Let me. Who is coming? Let him bring it.
Yeah. That'll be about a... They'll be coming in about a month from now. Hmm. I'm not at all sure of the condition of it. In America, things like that are... very old. Probably about 15 years old. 10, 15. One boy joined us and donated it. He couldn't even sell it. In America, things like that, if they're used, once they're used, sufficiently used, no one will purchase.
Yeah.
$10 you can sell it for, like that. $20. Every month or two, we have to hold a garage sale. Because so many, when the boys join, I get them to donate everything they have. I send one man with them to their apartment. Usually they are sharing the apartment or house with some others, friends. And suddenly the Hare Krishna devotees come in and take everything out of the house. Furniture.
He's glad.
Yeah. One time, I was in Boulder, Colorado. So I meet this boy on the campus, and in 5 minutes, I convince him to...
I have seen in New York, many tenants, they leave their whole position and go out.
Oh, yes.
I have seen it. And for the landlord, it becomes a problem how to clean this.
Yeah.
I have seen it. All table, chairs, bedding, scattered in this way. I have seen it.
In Colorado, I convinced this one boy to join us. He was a musician, the leader of a band. So I only talked to him for a few minutes, but he became convinced very quickly. So I asked him, you're a musician, you have some instruments? Because these instruments are very valuable. He said, yes, I have some. I said, well, you should give them to Krishna. Because everything that you give, then you'll get benefit, even if sinfully you got these things previously. Now everything will be turned to a positive, good use. He said, well, the thing is, my band, we're doing a program in the mountains, and they may be leaving with all the instruments. I said, let's go. So I took him in the bus, and I took the bus to his house, and there was the people in his band, and they were about to come out of the house. They were already packed up. I pulled the bus in front of the driveway and blocked them. Then I told them, you bring all your members of your band into the bus. So then I preached to them. And it turned out he owned all the equipment of the band, the microphones, everything. So they became very angry when they heard that he was going to become a Hare Krishna. And they were very, very angry. But somehow I made them agree and they took all this equipment out. It was worth many thousands of dollars. they had to, the whole band was broken apart. So many times this has happened with these bands. It's one member joins us and then they give all the instruments, microphone systems, everything. So when this happens, then we put everything in a garage and we hold a sale and sell everything. Usually they donate television sets. So
I had a similar experience through the Prabhupada in Kansas with one college student who was a senior in commercial art. He had one big large apartment and about five roommates. And he had all your pictures and pictures of Krishna all on his wall. And Drishtadyumna Prabhu and I went and preached to him. And I began taking all the pictures down off his wall and said, "You're coming with us because you're a devotee of Krishna." And he agreed. So we began moving everything, and he owned everything in the house, and all his friends protested at the door, "No, no, you cannot go, you cannot take all of your hi-fi equipment and music."
They don't love the friend, they love all of his things.
So we took all of his things, big trucks, we had to take furniture and everything, and he sold over one period of a week, and then all his friends began coming to the bus for evening artik and prashad. And two of his friends, they also became influenced and started chanting Hare Krishna because they were left with nothing after he went away.
One boy who joined us from Boston,
cheering the Jew. This is going on. Material world means cheering the Jew.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, I think this narrow path is
better.
Go ahead and get that projector, you think? New projector.
Yeah.
Summertime, the college is a